Alan here, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Rise of the Robots. This particular episode was recorded down in Bolton at the Extreme Robots live event that took place this past weekend. It was a fantastic event. I really enjoyed the two shows that I was down for on the Saturday. Team Roaming Robots, the guys who operate the event, were kind enough to allow me to access the pits between the two shows and carry out a few quick interviews with various people from the robot combat scene in the UK. So there are a few teams that you may have heard of before. There are a few teams that, if your only exposure is the television series, you may not have heard, but they were still very interesting, and I'm glad to have talked to them. There's also a few teams that I wasn't able to talk to, just various circumstances, but anyway, thank you everyone for talking to me, either on or off mic. And if you want to check out an Extreme Robots event, and I would thoroughly recommend it, their next show is in Colchester on the 7th and 8th of September. Alternatively, you can also check out their website to look at other events that they're carrying out. If you go to www.extremerobots.co.uk and check out their live shows section. Alternatively, if you go onto fightingrobots.co.uk, it will list any other events that you can go to that are taking place this year, just in case there's anything that's maybe a bit more local to yourselves. Well, thank you very much for listening. Just before we go to the interviews themselves, as we all know that no one listens to the end of podcasts, here is a quick list of how you can get in contact with us. If you email us at rotrpodcast@gmail.com, you can follow us on Twitter @podcastrotr. You can follow us on Facebook, Rise of the Robots. Also, we would ask kindly if you can please subscribe to us on your podcaster of choice and leave a review, preferably 5 stars. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much, and we'll go to me last Saturday. Firstly, I am joined by Team Panoramic with their robot that's been taking place in the whiteboards. Don't know why I'm pointing at it. Tango. Yep, so just for the benefit, can you introduce yourself to the...
So I'm Harry. I'm from Team Panoramic. I have been doing this thing since November 2011, and I have gone quite a way ever since, I'd like to say.
You started out building kind of lighter robots at first, and yeah. I believe Tango's your first heavyweight bot?
Tango's my first heavyweight. My first ever robot was... God, I can't remember the name of it. I built so many, I don't even remember which was the first. But I started building it in November 2011.
Right.
And I didn't compete with it until March 2012.
Right, okay. And what's the kind of biggest difference between building a heavyweight robot as opposed to, say, for instance, a lightweight or an antweight robot?
Well, let's say with ant weights, build methods are a lot easier because you can use stuff like polycarbonate, HDPE, which can be like 2 mil sheets and can easily be cut with tin snips.
Right, okay.
You can easily screw around it, mould around it.
Yeah.
But with heavyweight, there are certain facilities you do need.
Yeah.
Obviously with metal cutting, even though I put no welding on it, there are other techniques you can use with it, but you have to spend a lot of time and energy into it to
of
get
course.
It right.
Fantastic. And I believe that you mentioned you've built quite a lot of robots. You actually offer a robot building service as well, I believe.
Yeah, the service in question is Panoramic Creations, and it's a service I've only recently started offering since May this year.
Yep.
And it allows people to get their dream robot made into competition legal UK ant weights.
Fantastic. Have you faced off against any of your own creations yet, or...?
Not yet, but I have managed to see some of my creations fight it out, and I'm amazed at how well they've done in the battles.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time, Harry.
No worries.
And best of luck with the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
See you all.
So, I'm now joined by a voice that will be very familiar to anyone who watched the first series of the Revival of Robot Wars. I'm joined by Alex of Team Toon, who is behind TR2 and TR3.
Yeah.
I believe TR2 is the only one that people would have seen fighting on television, but it did reach the grand final.
Yeah, TR2 was on Series 8 Robot Wars, went through the group undefeated, eventually made it to the grand final. We beat Carbide, beat Thor, but lost to the eventual champion Apollo.
Right.
That's when we went out. mainly, it was about 8 seconds that actually took us out of the competition.
Oh dear.
That was quite...
So after being undefeated the rest of the time?
Yeah.
So what modifications are there between TR2 and TR3?
So TR3, we tried something different, it hasn't quite worked.
Right.
Where we've sort of, there's a few problems with it, we're sort of working around now and maybe looking at moving on to something new again. So yeah, it is what it is, it's sort of come to the end of its life now. We tried like bending the metal and stuff, which is the horizontal spinners.
Right.
So you take away engagement points, and if it hits the bend, it's less likely to dig in with the tooth of the blade.
Of course, yeah.
But it hasn't worked out as we'd hoped, so we're looking to move on to a new robot and hopefully soon.
Certainly. Also, just going to the event today that you had, you were teaming with Eruption. Out of interest, do you ever kind of have competitions? Who's got the biggest flipper? And...
Everyone sort of, you can sort of work that out just by watching the fights. Like, yeah. TR3 is a full pressure flipper, and TR2 is as well, but we've never really had that big flip on it.
Right.
But if you take something like Eruption or whatever, that's got or Apollo, it's got a massive flip on it.
Right.
So everyone sort of knows just by watching.
Yes, but obviously TR2 and TR3 are the better machines.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Alex.
Brilliant.
And I'll best of luck with the rest of the weekend.
Brilliant, thank you.
Thank you very much. So now we're joined by a team that's a bit more local to me, from Inverness. Well, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, we're Team Tartan Heart with our robot Nessie.
Nessie is a crusher bot.
Crusher or grabber, yes, yeah. She's got an active arm there that will allow us to come behind robots and either grab them or bring down the arm with heavy force to crush and try and get them behind electronics.
Now, I know in America, in BattleBots currently, there's a 30-second limit on the kind of having a hold. Is that the same in Britain or not quite?
Not that I've been made aware.
Right, okay.
But to be honest, if we start holding on for too long, the motors and the batteries will heat up quite quickly, so...
Of course.
We tend to limit it to 10 seconds, right, or thereabouts.
Okay. And is this particular model a kind of newer robot, I was hearing?
It's a new robot to the scene. This is her debut today for Extreme Robots. It has been seen publicly at private stuff that we've done before.
Okay.
But this is her first fighting debut, yeah.
Fantastic. And notice you've also got a lighter robot on the table there as
well?
That's
right, that's Featherweight Nessie.
Right.
We've actually got a Nessie robot in each category of weights. So we've got from amp weight right the way up to heavyweight, and we have at least one Nessie robot in each weight.
Nessie that debuted today, is that your first heavyweight?
It is our first heavyweight, yes. We do have another second build underway and maybe a third one planned for towards the end of the year, non-Nessie related.
Thank you very much for your time and best of luck for the rest of the weekend.
Thank you very much.
So we're back now with another person who will be familiar to anyone who watched the televised series of Robot Wars, both the original and the later reboot series, in fact, and with Jason of Team 4.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining me, Jason.
It's alright. So
we've got four behind us just now. How much have the robots been consistent since the reboot?
The original, from the reboot, yes. Pretty much all of the pneumatics is the same. Up to this point, this has actually been redone after the end of the last series, so it's actually now got new valves and everything else in it, but all the way through the series, the pneumatic system remained the same.
Right.
I was messing around with different batteries, and the drive system was changing a little bit, and evolving throughout the three series.
And just to kind of illustrate the kind of power of these machines, how much force does the axe actually come down with, approximately?
I'm not clever enough to do the math, but at the RAM, it's generating 1,250 kilos of thrust.
Wow.
Yeah.
So over a ton of.
Yes, in a couple of hundredths of a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a very small, compact area as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, certainly. So, just going on to this weekend, you had a couple of fights already so far, a whiteboard fight, a tag fight, and you got laid into Gabriel in the tag match.
Yeah, that was good fun.
What are the kind of rigors over the course of a weekend like this in terms of, I suppose it varies on how much damage you've taken during the fight, but what are the things that you have to do every fight, if that makes sense?
I mean, me and Tom work really quite well together, so he's in charge of the batteries, I'm in charge of the gas side of it. So when we come straight out of the arena, the first thing, panels off, bottles out, batteries out. Tom, take care of those. Right. I'll take the bottle straight over to the filling station while it's still cold, because it's easier to fill. By the time I've done that, I'll get back. Tom's got the batteries, new batteries in, and the other one's on charge, and then we'll check things like loose wires, bolts, the pipes, leaks, things like that. And you're always fixing little bits like that as you go along, generally.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And you also, it was mentioned that you've been fighting in China. Was that another series of King of Bots?
Or? Yeah, last year's King of Bots, yeah. Yeah. So yep. That's all been filmed. I'm not sure when they're actually airing that at the minute, but yeah, it's all in the can.
On a previous interview we had with Sarah Mallion, she was talking about all the kind of concerns getting Nelly over to America.
Yeah.
How much work has to go behind getting a robot to China from here?
Actually, to be fair, I didn't do an awful lot. You have to plan for every eventuality.
Yeah.
Two lots of everything, bare minimum, sometimes three lots of stuff. Anything you feel vulnerable, so, and then the crate, you have to have a special crate, because you can't ship it. It has to be stamped and approved so it can travel, so once you've got that, but to be fair, Gabe from Sabretooth, he did a lot of the organising for the shipping company. So yeah, they just need, I got a plastic crate, so I didn't have any problems with the timber one, so that's it, pack it, and they come and collect it, and away it went. There was actually zero paperwork to do for me, and I think it was...
Fantastic.
It was dead easy, yeah.
Well, I'll let you get back to work on the robot. Best of luck for the rest of the weekend.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm back now with Deadbod, and if you can maybe introduce yourself just for the...
So, I'm Tom, I'm a team captain for Team O, aka Deadbod.
And how long has Deadbod been fighting for?
Nearly 2 years, been about a year and a half so far. Didn't work that well in the first event, but now works every time. We're the most reliable guys here, probably.
Yeah, so
I shouldn't say that, but...
So, you took a bit of a battering at the event today. I believe you actually ended up... part of your spinner mechanism ended up bent.
Yeah, it's right there next to you. The entire left-hand side has been warped upwards, and it's caused the entire bolt in the middle that held the entire thing together to shear at both ends. The bar was still attached by literally just a couple threads, and I was like, okay, turn the spinner off. Yeah. Thanks, Donald. Thanks for breaking me.
I take it when you've got a weapon with that much potential, any sort of damage is potentially quite catastrophic. The damage it can do to itself.
Yeah, pretty much. I threw myself before against the robot Puck. Ended up hitting him quite a few times, did a lot of hits. Worked beautifully. Towards the end, I got one big hit. Entire top bolt came off again. But it was still attached because I had a multi-layer bolt between them, so it made it so it was a bit... It's hard to explain it. It's better than visual.
Basically, you've got belts, braces, and a second pair of braces.
Yeah, that's basically it. It's just all in place.
And is this your first heavyweight bot?
Yeah, it's my first heavyweight. I bought it off Tyrone. Really nice guy. I've had to upgrade it a few times just to keep it going. Mm. It's had a few issues with the top armor breaking, balls, had a go at it. But even with Michael throwing me out of the wall trying to break it, it still will work fine. I think that boss been flipped like 11 feet in the air at one point.
Oh.
And just lands straight and it's just, I want more. And then I got stuck in the floor, so.
And is there any other, have you had any other robots?
I've had a featherweight which gets Shrek hit the side of and it died. Because some of the polycop got inside the gearbox and it was just, one side looked nice and beautiful, other side, it's a complete mess and bits. So I just donated those parts to a new team in Hull that are just starting out so they can try and get it to work.
Alright, well thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, and I'm now joined by Ian Botwhite of Crackers and Smash.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Nice to be here, thank you very much for joining me. Anyone who's kind of seen the television series would have seen Crackers and Smash fight as a team, as a cluster bot. But this weekend you're actually fighting as individual middle bot.
That's right, we've had a little bit of trouble because we were the middleweight champion, UK champion, and runner-up both. and we were a bit daft. We actually went for it against each other in the final. And in the process, we managed to damage the weapon cores of both robots.
Oh,
so, which is a bit of friend on friend or brother on brother action.
Yeah.
So we've been having some issues with that. So we've got both bots here. Unfortunately, we only got one weapon core working.
Right.
And we've been having you know, legacy issues with that first set of fights today, and we're basically working out how we can run it. But so we've got both Crackers and Smash here, but only right. Smash is currently running.
Right.
And we also, as part of Team Conquer, which is the overall name, and we've got our featherweight Binky.
Right.
Done a little bit of travelling, Germany, done the Dutch Robot Games, been to China as well.
Wow.
And she's good fun.
You don't half get around with robots these days. It's a really international sport.
It is a really international sport. Particularly since the Chinese have been involved, King of Bots and also FMP.
Yeah.
And literally just today, I've got a message from the Indians about an invite to go over there.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, so we're looking at that and seeing quite where they've got to, the Indians.
And that'll series for me to watch then. Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely, lots coming up.
So, Crackers and Smash, as I said, they were. Probably most people have seen them in the televised series. Between then and now, what have been the kind of main changes in Crackers and Smash?
The first thing we did is we made both Crackers and Smash with the discs at the front.
Right, okay.
So they actually look identical.
Right, okay.
The only difference between them is that one is running H13 diskettes,
right.
One is just running Hardox.
Right, okay.
The H13 diskettes are far, far superior. And they are heat treated to around about 53-54 Rockwell.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're quite hard. The great thing about the material is it is also still retains its tensile strength, so we can hit things and it won't crack in the way that a Hardox diskette would do.
And do you still fight as a cluster bot, or is it purely middleweights at the moment?
The last two competitions, we've been fighting as middleweights, but the one before that, we fought them both together in competition as a heavyweight. We're currently looking at taking a third set of chassis and drive and reinventing the original Crackers from Series 9, Robot Wars, to have a hydraulic crusher on the front.
Okay.
We believe by doing a little bit of pocketing in the bulkheads, we could get the batteries out of the way, and that will get us enough space to get the hydraulic pump in order to get something reasonably nasty.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we've seen lots of bots that are fairly well armoured these days on the top, but we're looking at a device that will get under people so we can actually crush them up from underneath rather than pierce from the top. That's the current
plan. Right, okay.
And
one of the things you mentioned, at the moment both Crackers and Smash have the discs, the drum spinner. When you've got a robot that is a bit lighter, does that make it easier or harder to kind of protect from the impact that that has on your own robot when those weapons hit? Because obviously there's a huge amount of force goes through your robot as well as the one you're hitting.
Yeah, one of the things we've found is that we've been very pleased with the internal design. Mm. So the way the bulkheads work on both Crashes and Smaths, they're made of 70-75 aluminium.
Right.
And they're very rigid, and they can take a lot of punishment.
Right.
So when in Series 10 of Robot Wars,
big
we hit the ceiling and came back down, there was nothing wrong internally. Nothing wrong internally at all.
So
the only problem was that the base, which is 5mm 70-75 alley, the base had turned up in one corner. It actually turned down because of the way everything had flexed.
Yeah.
And that meant that we couldn't get the wheels on the ground.
Okay.
So what we needed to do, if we were going to carry on, was to invert the machine, take the base off the robot upside down, hit it with a hammer a few times, and it would have been absolutely back ready to go again.
Wow.
So that they are internally they're very strong.
Built to last.
Yeah.
No. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I'm now joined by Craig, team captain of Gabriel.
Yep, that's me.
Getting handed batteries was whilst we're talking.
Yes, that's right.
You're here this weekend with Gabriel. You also fought with Yola Robots. I don't know how much you were involved with Cherub.
Yeah, well, I made it. Yeah. It was one of those things that my daughter said, we'd like to do Robot Wars as well.
Right.
And I said, okay, then we'll have another team.
Excellent.
And so they actually got in with Cherub and I didn't get in. So, but still, yeah, it was...
Did you get to fight them at least?
Not actually in the Robot Wars, right. But I spent a lot of time repairing Cherub after right. he got hit by PP3D. Ooh. That was a big hit.
Speaking of big hits, obviously Gabriel's taken a load of big hits. I mean, probably most famously against Carbide. Mm,
yeah.
How much of the robot, apart from obviously the wheels and now you change the car, how much of the robot from kind of Series 8 and Series 10 is still in the machine just now?
They're completely different robots. Series 8 is actually in the front of the arena.
With really big cheese.
With really big cheese. That's Series 8's one. And the one being being used here is technically is Gabriel 2.
Right.
Which is, but we don't bother with it 2, we just call it Gabriel.
Right.
But yeah, so the one that we're using for the live events at the moment is actually the Series 10 version.
Okay.
But they are completely different robots.
So with a robot like Gabriel 2, obviously it's a flank bot, it uses momentum as a weapon. Roughly how much pressure does that actually come down with? Have you been able to measure that? Or
The actual amount of force is either similar to or maybe slightly more than 4.
Okay, wow.
So it actually has today cleaved lumps of steel off of the top of 4.
Yeah, well, I was there seeing you fight 4 and you were kind of kicking lumps out of it and Ripper as well. And unfortunately not to win, in my opinion, I've got to be perfect horse.
Well, unfortunately, judges' decisions quite often don't go in favour for us, so that's just the way of the world.
Is that because it's a robot that maybe, much like Stinger, which we also saw fight earlier today, it kind of, most of the damage you're actually doing is maybe not that visible, it's more kind of internal?
Yeah, I mean, after the Carbide fight, what they showed on telly after that was the fact that the batteries were actually destroyed.
Yeah.
Because they were fighting us, basically.
Yeah.
And they almost didn't make it for the next fight the next day.
Wow.
Because they couldn't get batteries to them fast enough, so they almost had to default.
Wow.
They were literally having to just solder the wires up, and the production staff were telling them, you know, you've got to get going now, you've got to get going now.
Yeah.
Soldering the plugs. So, you know, I mean, Dave Maltz told me that we did, material-wise, we did about £1,600 worth of damage to that robot in that fight. So, when people say we don't do damage, have a word with the guys we
hit. I was there, I saw you fight, I don't think I saw you fight Pulsar, but I was there when you fought the yellow robots in the heat.
Oh yeah.
Well, that was the taping I was at, and it's amazing when you actually see it live just how much force is coming off that robot.
Yeah. A little known fact is that the production staff would not allow Gabriel to actually be in the arena with Matilda because they were so scared they were just going to hack that thing to bits. All the outside of it is actually fiberglass.
Yeah.
And which is why we always were almost always up against shunt.
Well, that's what happened with Razor, I think it was, in the old series. She tore Matilda apart.
Yeah, basically, they would not put the two in the arena. It had to be shunt. And if you actually look at all the way through our fights, most of the time it was shunt. In Series 8, when we were fighting the fiery dragon, that one, we actually, they didn't show it to you very much, but we actually set two on dead metal and really, really damaged it. And we got asked not to do that again, politely. So we promised we wouldn't attack the house robots. They actually asked us not to attack the house robots with Gabriel.
Well, I'll let you get back on with what you're doing.
No problem.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Best luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Rise of the Robot. Rise of the Robot is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Like 4.0 International License.